And all people want is the power. God wants us to have the heart, and then he will give the power. You know, the power of God without the heart of God would be a very dangerous thing. Let's see, where was I at? Oh, he wept. Verse 36, then the Jews said, see how he loved him. But some of them said, was this one the one opening the eyes of the blind, not able to have cause that this one should not die? Here we go, the judging attitude. Then groaning again within himself, Jesus came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was laying on it. And Jesus said, lift the stone, Martha. He said, lift the stone, not Martha. She was too weak to lift the stone. Jesus said, lift the stone. Martha, the sister of the one that had died, said to him, Lord, he already smells, for it is the fourth day. And Jesus said to her, did I not say to you that if you would believe, you will see the glory of God? Everyone wants to know what the glory of God is? Raising somebody from the dead after 4 days and they don't stink. That's the glory I want to see. I love falling out in the Spirit. Yay, praise God. And I think signs and wonders are interesting. But I want to see the glory of God. And what is he showing us here? This is so good. What is he showing us about the glory of God? We have to have the heart of God and understand our Heavenly Father, understand the kingdom, understand where God's coming from, understand what he wants to give us is to give out to people seeking to know God and to want God. He wants us to understand he is the bread from heaven. He wants us to understand that Jesus, our awesome Jesus, when he was fully God on the earth, he would allow his emotions to get in there, to feel what we feel, to understand what we're going through. And in that place of seeing how horrible it is when death comes, how horrible it is when sickness and disease and poverty come into people's lives, that there is such a cry to God to do something that God will. For his glory. For his glory. Not to show off. Not to say, look what I can do. But to say, look at how much I feel your pain and I understand your loss and I come in agreement that this thing is wrong and let me change it. My prayer for everybody listening to this as we're talking about spiritual warfare and prayer and asking is that we truly get the heart and the compassion of God to see the dead raised. Not so we can have big meetings and have crusade posters that say we raise the dead. Not so we can try to prove something about our relationship with God. Not so we can even prove anything about God. But just so that we can reveal God with his compassion and his love. You know, when God says love never fails, that's what he's talking about. Man, I just love it when the anointing's like this and you can really see Jesus with Martha. Can you just imagine this? I mean, I just love when you use your spirit mind or cause it your imagination to just really see and taste this to some degree and see Martha there going, Lord, he stinks. What are you doing? What are we going to go through? And seeing Jesus just look at her and just talk to her like she's a real person, not over spiritual. I just love Jesus. We have people in ministry who act more spiritual than Jesus did. Jesus is acting like a real person here, but he's God. And he's just looking at Martha. He's weeping. He's groaning. He's looking at her. And he's just looking at her. And he says, just believe. That's your part, Martha. Just believe and you'll see the glory of God. This was so intense for God. This was so intense for God because he felt all her pain and he wanted her to have his faith. He felt her pain. He felt her hurt. He felt her desperation. And he looks at her and says, would you believe? Would you have my faith? Would you trust me? Would you understand my nature? Would you understand God so that you can see the glory of God? So that you can see God do what he wants to do because he loves you and because you understand that and because you're believing in him. Would you believe? Verse 41, then they lifted the stone where the dead one was laid and Jesus lifted his eyes upward to heaven. He said, Father, I thank you that you heard me. And I know that you always hear me. But because of the crowd standing around, I said it, that they might believe that you sent me. And saying these things, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, here, outside. And the one who had died came out, the feet and the hands having been bound with sheets, his face being bound with a cloth. And Jesus said to them, loosen him and allow him to go. What an awesome God. What an awesome Jesus. You know, just that the Spirit could help us to see that. Just that the Spirit could help us to almost be there. It's so cool because we get to kind of be there without the hurt and the pain of what they were going through and the fear and the doubt and the unbelief. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On the earth as it is in heaven. Let your kingdom come, Lord. When we can have his heart. When we can desire to enter into people's hurt and their pain and understand it. And know that we have a God who's paid the price to bring healing, deliverance, freedom, and joy. That's the glory of God that he wants to reveal. That's the glory of God that I want to see in my life and in this church and the body of Christ. Father, we thank you. We just thank you for your message, Lord. We just thank you for your heart. Lord, would you just change us with this? Make it so real in our lives. And Father, give us such faith to believe that when we ask, seek, and knock, you'll move heaven for us if our heart is to know you and to reveal you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.